Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Our trick-or-treat forecast still looks like it's going to be on the wet side and chilly, too. But we're trending a little bit drier. I'll show you what that looks like on the models hour by hour coming up.
New security patrols begin today in downtown Raleigh. How city leaders say this will help keep you safe as crime increases in that area.
Two roads are closing tonight in downtown Chapel Hill as a part of Halloween celebrations. Coming up, what you need to know if you may be driving downtown.
Thousands of people in costume like to pack Franklin Street in Chapel Hill there, and of course many other Halloween celebrations and trick-or-treating that will be happening tonight. We'll get you ready for all the fun. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. I think we did pretty well with our costumes matching.
Got the orange on.
Festive spirit. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center matches as well. But then that radar changes things up a little bit.
Yeah, we're trying to be in the Halloween spirit as much as we can, I guess. We do have some showers that are starting to show up on the radar. The cold front has moved through. That's allowing the cooler temperatures to already start filtering in. Let's zoom in on dual Doppler 5000 radar. We do have a little bit of light patchy rain showing up there in Person County. Most of that's evaporating before it reaches the ground. It's probably going to be closer to 9 or 10 o'clock before we really see much of that rain across our viewing area actually hitting the ground. Here's noon. We just see this band of rain that just almost sits right across the middle of the viewing area from northeast to southwest for most of the day. We'll pause it at 5 o'clock, and a lot of the kids start to head out at that point. That rain may be over in our northwestern counties at that point and haven't started down to the south and east. Gradually between 5 and 8 o'clock, it pushes eastward to the I-95 corridor and then out of the viewing area. The good news is it's likely to be fairly light. Coming up, I'll show you what some of the amounts look like. But right now, it is gray. It's breezy. Our wind is coming out of the northeast at 15, but gusting up to 25, 30 miles per hour. Temperature in the triangle, 56 degrees. You can see we're gusting to 25 in Durham, Raleigh, and Fayetteville, 23 in Goldsboro. So it's a breezy start this morning. Our temperatures dropped to the 40s already in Roxboro, and it's not going to recover for the rest of the afternoon. Still holding on to 60 in Fayetteville for a little bit longer. Most of today is going to feel like 50s in the triangle, eventually dropping into the 40s. And again, we've got that trick-or-treat planner for you. At 4 o'clock, 51, 49 at 6 o'clock, 47 at 8 o'clock, again with some patchy light rain, and we'll go over that on Futurecast again coming up in a bit. Brian?
Elizabeth, here at 602, I'm tracking a hit-and-run investigation over in Knightdale. This is on 540 westbound between 87 and 64 Business. I'm not seeing any delays showing up on the sensors, but look out for some police activity on the side of the road. And remember, when you see those flashing lights on the side of the road, under North Carolina law, you do have to move over at least one lane to give them some room to work safely. Elsewhere around Wake County, all quiet at the moment, and in Durham, Chapel Hill, and Hillsboro, all of our major routes are looking good.
Happening today and just in time for Halloween, new private security patrols are getting started in parts of downtown Raleigh. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us this morning. This is part of an effort to keep people safe as crime has been on the rise in those areas. Laura?
It is, Jeff. It was just a week ago when a 15-year-old boy was shot here near Moore Square. This is just one of many areas that are seeing an uptick in crime here. Starting later this morning, many people who visit downtown or work here will notice more security patrolling the area. The Downtown Raleigh Alliance will have private security forces to patrol parts of downtown from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. The unarmed security guards will wear body cameras, focusing on areas such as this one and Glenwood South, Fayetteville, and Davie Streets. The DRA is also training businesses on a new security camera network. This comes as RPD has increased its presence here within the past month, while also trying to fill about 80 vacant positions. The DRA president and Wake leaders say this is just one step in addressing the challenges at hand.
We need a long-term plan for securing downtown so that we don't end up in a situation we got to.
We've never really had a system of care for behavioral health that this community deserves, right? And so there are now people at the table who are like, we can do better and we should do better.
And the city of Raleigh is also planning to hire its own private security firm for the transit center. And Wake leaders are working with the city of Raleigh to find ways to address homelessness and people with mental health issues. Laura Levine, WRAL News. We're live in Raleigh.
The man accused in the shooting Laura mentioned is due in court again today on upgraded charges after the teen who was shot died over the weekend. 15-year-old Shamar Leverett died from his injury Sunday. Raleigh police say 22-year-old Stephen Stanley shot the teen last week near Moore Square Magnet Middle School. Stanley is now charged with murder.
Police in Wilson are trying to find an 18-year-old who they say shot four people at a birthday party before hitting another person with his car. Police have warrants for several counts of attempted murder for 18-year-old Braulio Fuentes Martinez. He's accused of shooting into a crowd of people during a birthday party at the Wilson County Fairgrounds just after midnight Sunday. Witnesses say he then hit another person and three cars while trying to drive away. Two of the people who were shot are in critical condition. Fuentes Martinez is a student at Southern Nash High School. That school is under a soft lockdown today as police continue to search for him.
It's a big night in downtown Chapel Hill. The town's annual Halloween gathering will be extra security in the area. It will also have Franklin Street and Columbia Street closed for all the people expected to gather there. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is in Chapel Hill this morning. Kelsey, drivers need to be aware of the crowds that they're expecting.
Renee, people definitely need to be aware because hundreds of people will be decked out in their costumes here in downtown Chapel Hill. But this particular part of Franklin and Columbia Street will be closed tonight from 8 until 9:30 after a couple of years impacted by COVID and rainy weather. This will be the first Halloween downtown celebration that's back in full swing. Here's video of a smaller crowd last year stuck in cold and rainy weather. Chapel Hill police are expecting a larger crowd tonight. Extra security will be on duty. More than 100 officers will be in the area.
We will not be allowing alcohol, any kind of weapons or any items that resemble weapons. And drones are also not allowed.
If you're coming to downtown tonight, remember that parking will be limited. Downtown parking lots and garages will close at 5 p.m. You will be able to exit after 5 p.m., but no one will be allowed to enter. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Chapel Hill.
And in Raleigh, families can go trick-or-treating at the governor's mansion this evening. Governor Cooper and First Lady Kristen Cooper will welcome everyone at the executive mansion tonight on North Blunt Street in Raleigh. This is video from last year. The fun gets started at 6 tonight.
And before the governor gives out those goodies, he'll be in Kernersville for a ribbon cutting for the newest North Carolina State Veterans Home. It's a 120-bed facility. It'll be the fifth veterans home in the state. The ribbon cutting happens at 10 this morning.
And happening now in the WRA Live Center, this is brand new video released this morning from Maui police showing what was happening when the Lahaina wildfires were going on there in Lahaina in the Maui area. This is new body camera video that Maui police released as police officers were going through that community trying to get neighbors to get out of their homes. This is, of course, them walking into this home and ushering this elderly gentleman out of his house and getting him to safety. You see there in the distance, the wildfires raging on. They went from home to home to home, trying to get residents out of their homes. Of course, they went through the community also with their loudspeakers, letting people know that the danger was coming. As you see that wildfire raging on, 99 people died in this wildfire. Some of the most dramatic video of them going into neighborhoods and coffee shops and malls, trying to get people out of their homes. Of course, the Lahaina community right now is on the road to recovery.
Ken, thanks. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country will not agree to a ceasefire with Hamas. This comes as the UN's Agency for Palestinian Refugees says it is urgent that the war ends. Israeli defense officials say recent fighting killed several Hamas commanders and freed a female soldier who was being held hostage. The fighting is causing a humanitarian disaster in Gaza. But Netanyahu says a ceasefire would be a surrender to the terrorists who attacked Israel. U.S. national security officials agree, saying it would help Hamas regroup.
We do not believe that a ceasefire is the right answer right now. We believe that a ceasefire right now benefits Hamas.
Netanyahu says the ground invasion of Gaza is the next step in what will be a long war.
Today, public voting closes for how Durham should spend almost $2.5 million in funding for projects. The city wants people 13 and older to vote on how it should spend that $2.4 million. And there are 10 options, including pedestrian safety projects, improved lighting at parks, and a new skate park. There are more, and you can find a link to the survey at pbdurham.org. City Councilman Leonardo Williams says it's a good way to get involved in Durham's future.
What I love about it is you get to start at 13 years old, determining what happens with some of the taxpayers' dollars.
And there, like I said, there are 10 projects. The five projects that get the most votes will be prioritized by the city.
The historic strike by the nation's auto workers may be nearing its end. The UAW reached a tentative deal with General Motors, the last of the big three automakers to reach a deal with the union. The union reached similar agreements last week with Ford and Stellantis. All three offers include 25% base pay increases through April 2028, cost of living allowances, and better retirement benefits. The deals still need to be ratified by union vote, but members are going back to work while that vote is pending.
10 minutes after six, the first Air France route from RDU to Paris is in the books. The excitement travelers are feeling about this new direct flight option.
A wildfire in Southern California is spreading quickly. Homes in the area are being evacuated as the flames grow. And here's that trick-or-treat planner. We do have some light rain in our forecast. Fortunately, it's beginning to look a little bit drier than it was yesterday. Still, I think you're going to have some light rain that you'll have to deal with during trick-or-treat time. We'll walk through it on Futurecast coming up in just a couple minutes.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Gray skies out there, cooling temperatures right now around the triangle, a temperature at 56. And instead of seeing temperatures climbing this afternoon, we'll continue to drop down to around 50 by lunchtime and then into the 40s by trick or treat time. Kids at the bus stop this morning, you know, I know it's probably hard for kids to concentrate at school on Halloween. Temperatures this morning are going to be, you know, right around 50 degrees, low to mid 50s. And of course, for Halloween, we're looking at the potential for some showers. One good thing is we're trending a little bit drier than we were yesterday. Mike and Kat had us at about 60% chance of rain. We were able to bump it down to about 40. Also, the good news is the rain's going to be light. We're talking about less than a quarter of an inch of rain, but it is going to be chilly. You may still need your umbrella. We'll walk you through it on Futurecast. Coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth New at 614, just getting reports of a crash up on the north side of Raleigh, working to pinpoint that exact location. I'll have an update for you coming up in just a few minutes. And we still have that hit-and-run investigation on 540 westbound between I-87 and 64 Business over on the east side of Raleigh out toward Knightdale. I want to take you up to 540 at Six Forks Road. Right now, we're seeing pretty light traffic in both directions. It's getting busier out there, but still flowing freely on that westbound side of 540. The ride from Lewisburg Road to I-40 taking about 10 minutes, just about a one-minute delay.
The first nonstop Air France flight from RDU to Paris landed at Charles de Gaulle Airport just before 3:30 our time this morning. You're looking live out at RDU right now, where the plane took off just before 9 o'clock last night. The airport welcomed the Boeing 787 from Paris for the first time yesterday. Air France is now the 15th airline at RDU, and the people who took the first flight said they're excited about this new partnership.
I have all my family in there, my Italian side of the family there, so it's feeling more connected to back home.
And for now, Air France will operate flights from RDU three times a week, but starting in March, the flights will be daily.
Police in Zebulon want to know who shot a person who walked into a gas station. It happened last night at the BP station on West Gannon Street. The person who was shot was taken to the hospital. Investigators have not released that person's identity or their condition.
People in the California community are evacuating their homes quickly right now. A wildfire is growing rapidly. It broke out in Riverside County, about 75 miles outside San Diego. That was yesterday afternoon. It is being called the Highland Fire. Quickly, it spread to more than 1,200 acres. No damage to any homes or buildings as of yet. Several California counties are under a red flag warning, though, because of winds.
Don't look now, but the Detroit Lions have one of the best records in the NFL. They kept their hot start to the season alive with a 26-14 win over the Las Vegas Raiders on Monday Night Football. The Lions have now six of their first eight games. They're just one game behind the Philadelphia Eagles for the top record in the league.
And the Carolina Hurricanes have now won three straight. Michael Bunting scored in the second period last night in Philadelphia, tied the game up at two. Stayed that way until less than 4 minutes left in the game. Teuvo Teravainen lit the lamp. He scores to put the Canes ahead for good, winning it 3-2. They play again Thursday night in New York against the Rangers.
What a change for today. And of course, we've been warned about the big change in temperatures. We could see some rain today as well. All of this on Halloween night, of course. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner to prepare you for trick-or-treating.
Talk about terrible timing. I mean, what a beautiful day it was yesterday. We had that long stretch of dry conditions. Tomorrow's going to be nice and dry, too. It's just tonight, like right around trick-or-treat time, we're going to see those showers. We take a live look at Goldsboro. It's been a little breezy this morning. Our winds are gusting 20 to 25 miles per hour. In Fayetteville, everything is quiet. We're not seeing any rain yet. This is a live look at Apex and, of course, Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. That is going to be a much different scene once we get to this evening and tonight. Crowds of ghouls and goblins are walking up and down Franklin Street. The kids have a lot of fun. We do have a little bit of light rain that's popped up just to our north and west. We'll zoom in here and take a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. It's really light, but it is starting to show up here in the northern part of Orange County, and then, of course, up around Person County, around Roxboro. Most likely, this first band is not reaching the ground, but don't be surprised if this morning, north of I-85, you run into a little bit of patchy light rain. We take a look at Futurecast along with our temperatures. We'll push it on out and pause it at lunchtime. Look at that. At noon, it's already 47 in Durham, 43 in Roxboro. I mean, almost 40-degree drop in our temperature compared to yesterday. The band of rain is fairly narrow, and it's also fairly light. We're not going to see a whole lot of rain out of this, but it's just going to feel uncomfortable and inconvenient about the time of trick-or-treating. There's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We push it on out to 4 o'clock and then 5 o'clock. We'll pause it there at 5 o'clock, and you can see that rain right through the middle of the viewing area. 50s in Raleigh and Southern Pines, 46 Roxboro, 55 in Fayetteville. And just gradually, this band slides eastward during the evening, kind of sitting over us, likely maybe a tenth or a quarter of an inch of rain. But, you know, I mean, the timing couldn't be worse. It's right during trick-or-treat time. Take a look at our potential rainfall out of this. Again, it looks light. We're turning a little lighter than we were yesterday. If you were watching Mike and Kat, the new runs of the computer models are a little lighter. So a tenth of an inch, potentially, that's not too much. But still, we have pretty widespread coverage. So we do have it at 40%, which is down from what you saw yesterday. 51 at 4 o'clock, 47 at 8 o'clock. So it's going to be cool and a little bit breezy. But we get a big blast of cold air that arrives by Wednesday and into Thursday. For tomorrow morning, we have a good chance of frost from the Triangle area north and west, but Thursday morning is the real cold one as we have a freeze threat across the whole viewing area. So Thursday morning, looking at mid-20s to low 30s, definitely the coldest morning we've seen so far, and there's a freeze watch in effect for Thursday morning. 70% chance that this tropical system develops. Right now, it looks like it would stay down in the southern Caribbean. If you don't like it so cold, well, hold on. We have temperatures in the 70s for the weekend and early next week. On Saturday, we go back to standard time. Brian?
Elizabeth, it is now 6:20 and all new, getting some new details about that incident up on the north side of Raleigh. It is a disabled vehicle at Six Forks Road at Durant Road. Not seeing any delays heading through that intersection. Just look out for some police activity north of 540. We also still have that hit and run investigation ongoing, 540 westbound between I-87 and 64 Business over in East Raleigh out toward Knightdale. Again, no delays showing up right now, but you're likely going to see some police activity on the side of the road, so you do need to move over at least one lane. Still looking good on our major routes around Wake County with no big delays showing up, and in Durham and Chapel Hill also quiet on 15501.
Thanks, Brian. World Series has a close battle on its hands. One team has inched ahead, though. The statement the Rangers made ahead of an important fourth game tonight.
And we're hearing from the stars of Friends for the first time since Matthew Perry's tragic death. How they're remembering their friend and castmate, coming up in What's Trending.
Also, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers on your screen.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
We're hearing for the first time from Matthew Perry's Friends castmates after his death.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
Yeah, they issued a joint statement, and here's what they said. We are also utterly devastated by the loss of Matthew. We were more than just castmates. We are a family. There is so much to say, but right now we're going to take a moment to grieve and process this unfathomable loss.
And I think it says a lot about their closeness and how much they cherish each other by releasing this joint statement. They waited a while as people, you know, reacted to the news of the death, and everyone wanted to hear what they had to say. But they spent 10 years together on this show, and they were friends on set and off, and they're grieving right now.
Yeah, certainly. And still no cause. So I think that's part of it as well, waiting to find out what happened.
Well, it is Halloween, and many celebrities are in the Halloween spirit this year. Megan the Stallion, whatever you want to call her. She dressed as a flower from Alice in Wonderland. Paula Abdul and dancer Kasha Campbell channeled the twins from The Shining. There's Florence Pugh, downright uncanny in her Guy Fieri costume, and Kiki Palmer and Frankenstein and her son Leo as the doctor.
Look at that! Is
precious.
Cute. That is super cute. Oh my gosh. The doctor, that's going the whole nine right there. That's pretty cool. Elizabeth Gardner and I like the Shining little rendition there.
They're going all out.
Yeah.
Brian, thanks. We'll see more Halloween fun this morning on Today. We're getting some clues about what their costumes will be.
It has been months in the making, going through thousands of costumes, hundreds of ideas, and it's finally here. It's time for Halloween on Today. Get ready.
Halloween is not complete without the perfect wig, so we're in the wig room. More clues to come. Don't miss Halloween on Today.
Boo.
Oh, you know it'll be next level. One thing we know for sure, Kelly Clarkson will be part of the fun. See it all on Today, coming up at 7, right here on WREL. Franklin and Columbia Street will be closed here in downtown Chapel Hill as a part of Halloween celebrations. Coming up, what you need to know before driving in this area. And what you need to know for trick-or-treat time is it is likely to be raining through almost the entire time that folks will be out trick-or-treating. But it does look light. I'll show you the amounts that we'll see during those trick-or-treat hours coming up.
Also, new security patrols are starting today in downtown Raleigh. How city leaders say they'll improve your safety as the police department faces an officer shortage.